Years ago, when I was a kid, our family was somewhat of a game player. We often would make up our own games. We had a base can, which we played, and we played with a stick through the woods with a beat-up soup can or something that you would use for a ball. And so you could not just touch the person with the beat-up soup can. You had to physically throw it at them, and if you could get it to stick in them, it was extra points. I'm telling you the truth. We made up the rules. So we made up some games. That was base can that we made, and you had to run through the woods, and it got pretty dangerous at times, and you had to switch the can out because it got lethal after a while. And then we played other games. We played roof ball that you had to keep the ball up on the barn roof with a couple old tennis rackets. You had to keep the tennis ball, keep going back and forth up on this big roof of the barn. You couldn't hit it over the barn roof. So roof ball, base can, they were some of the classics from the Jelliffe boys in Tioga County. But then we had games, too, that my mom would get us to endeavor to get us to sit down once in a while and not hurt each other in a game we were playing. And so we would play games sometimes in the house. I always kind of like to play Trouble because you couldn't lose the dice. You know, it's in that little capsule, and you can just click it over and over and over. And some of the games that we would play would take longer. I got the game Risk one year for Christmas. I still don't know how to play that game. You got to rule the world, you know. It's like Pinky in the Brain, right? You got to rule the world, you know. And I still don't know how to play that game, so that game remained fairly new. And then we would play Yahtzee, we'd play those things. But one of the games that we would endeavor to play is just simple dominoes. And dominoes is a game that you have these bunch of little tiles, and you have to put them on the board, and you have to line up the right letters with the right numbers, the number of dots with the dot you're hooking it to has to be as the equal, right? And I found out early in my life that it's just kind of a sick way to make you do math. You know, they just kind of do that. It's like, this isn't game, this is math. Because now all the ends have to equal something that's divisible by 5. So now I have to add up all the points, and I have to subtract the one that I'm going to be covering up, and then I have to add the one that I'm putting there. They got to see if it adds up to a multiple of 5. Who wants to play that game? I mean, it's just crazy. So early in my life, I found a very useful thing for dominoes. And it's just, you set them up, and you can, right? Now, that one you didn't have to have a math test, or you didn't have to, and you can use all double nines and double 12s and double sixes and everything else. You can get it on the table, and you can set it all up in some sort of shape or some sort of design or just a long train, and then you would endeavor to start the chain reaction, the domino effect. You would start it by touching the first domino. The domino effect is one thing hits another, that hits another, that hits another, that hits another, and so forth and so on. And then it creates this amazing occurrence. The domino effect is the collective effects produced when one event sets off a chain of other events. The domino effect. One domino gently encouraging the next domino to go down the row. Something occurs that causes the first domino to be in motion, and that motion causes the next domino to be in motion, and so on and so forth. Removing one domino will halt the progression. Push the button, please. Removing one domino will halt the progression. I learned that too, because you could just set it up, and then if you took one domino out somewhere, your chain would go to that space with no domino in it, and it would not continue to have this amazing effect that it was designed to have. We needed all the dominoes in its right position for the effect to take place, for the occurrence to be something exciting. When something happened that would stop, listen, when something happened that stopped that effect, that stopped the domino effect, it became disappointing to us. We needed all the dominoes in place so that we could have the production, the full production of the effect that was set before us. We have a similar thing going on throughout the Bible. We have one thing affecting another, affecting another, affecting another. It's this whole domino effect. And we pick it up this morning for a time in Luke. In Luke 17, it says this. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. Just so you know, Jesus is in this effect. The one domino here is Jesus. Jesus is going to do something. He's going to touch the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing because he wants to bring forth the full effect into these people's lives. But if we take one domino out of that, we're going to be missing what Jesus wants to do in the situation. We're going to see that unpacked here in just a few minutes. When we take one domino out, the full effect that God wants to bring into your life and into my life ceases to happen. On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him, the next domino in the chain. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Make something happen in my life. I need to have the effect of your touch in my life. I need the domino, so to speak, of Jesus to touch my life." We cried out to Jesus. They cried out to him, "Master, touch us. Master, may the effect fall on us." When Jesus saw them, he said, "Go and show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. The next effect. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. This guy did something that the other guys didn't do, and we're going to see that in the very next verse. This guy was touched. This guy cried out. This guy saw Jesus coming into his life. This guy wanted to be touched by Jesus. When this guy was touched by Jesus, and as that motion was set into motion, as that was set into motion in his life, when he saw that was happening, he came back to Jesus and he fell at the feet of Jesus and he said, "Thank you. Thank you for touching my life. Thank you." And Jesus said in verses 17 and 19, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Let me try to make sense of this morning. This guy needed to come back because the next domino that needed to be set up was a domino of thanksgiving. This guy had been touched. Jesus had come into his life. And he cried out to Jesus. And Jesus didn't only want him to be healed, he wanted him to be touched in his life. And Jesus isn't condescending on the other 9. He wants them to do something in their lives, but the domino is missing. The domino of thanksgiving is missing in their lives, is missing in the chain. Jesus wanted to do something more in their life. But they removed the domino of thanksgiving, and all of a sudden the chain just stops in their life. Did they get the healing? Certainly they got the healing. Did they get the full effect of what Jesus wanted to do in their life? No! The full effect of what Jesus wanted to do depended on that one man and perhaps all 10 coming back at the feet of Jesus and saying thank you, being thankful for what Jesus had done in his life. And look, the thankful domino caused this guy to be touched by Jesus. I'm telling us right now, Jesus wants to touch. Cry out from a distance. heal me. But he couldn't touch until the guy come back and was at the feet of Jesus with a thanksgiving in his heart, with a thanksgiving in his soul. And he felt the touch of Jesus as he's at his feet. The next effect, the next domino is this hands of Jesus touching him. He hadn't been touched in years with leprosy. He had not been hugged. He had not been touched. He had been banned to the colony of lepers. And he come because he placed the domino, because the responsibility was his to come back with a thankful spirit at the feet of Jesus and say, thank you. That next domino in his life was a touch from Jesus. Whew, that's good stuff. But the other nine guys, they had the domino, but they didn't let it be placed where Jesus wanted it to be placed. A thankful domino caused him to be touched by Jesus. The thankful domino caused this guy to look into the eyes of Jesus. Are you with me this morning? Do you see what it's doing? The hinge, the domino, is thanksgiving, is thankfulness. The other nine guys did not get to be touched by Jesus. The other nine guys did not get to look into the eyes of the Savior that just had cleansed them. He did not get to be touched or look into the eyes of Jesus. And the thankful domino caused this guy to feel the breath of Jesus as he breathed onto him. Because he was thankful, because it came back to him, because he came back to Jesus and placed his thanksgiving domino in the chain effect that Jesus wanted to do in his life. I'm telling us right now, sometimes I think we want Jesus to do and 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 just do, and I got a laundry list and do this and do that and fix this and do and do and do and do. And Jesus says, I can't do that because I'm missing the domino that would hit the next one, that would cause this in your life. You never come back and say thank you. You never come back and fall to my feet and say, I recognize you as the healer of my life. All you come back with is a laundry list over and over and over and over. Did the other nine guys get healed? Absolutely, they were healed. But they never got touched by Jesus. They never looked in the eyes of Jesus. And they never felt the breath of Jesus on them. And they never got the confirmation that their faith was what did it. Colossians 2:15, the end of that verse says this, be thankful. And just so you know, it's not a quick thanks. It's somewhat less than being thankful. Are you with me? Not just thank you, God, now can you fix this? Thank you, God, for fixing that, and now can you fix this? It's deeper than that. It's rooted deeper than just a simple thanks to God. I think we say thanks so often now, perhaps it doesn't mean a thing. Saying thanks is not near as deep as being thankful. Thankful is a soul thing. Thanks can just be something our voice box generates and our tongue agrees with our voice box and it just comes out. Thankful is rooted in the soul. Thankful is rooted in our heart. And Colossians says, be thankful, because if you're missing the thankful domino, you'll miss what God wants to do in your life. Am I making sense today? So as we're walking with God, where's our thanksgiving? Thankful means this, being mindful of favor, expressing gratitude. Being mindful of favor, expressing gratitude. Being mindful of favor produces an expression of gratitude. That's the word for thankful. Be mindful of what I've done in your life. Be mindful of how I touched you. Be mindful of what I've done thus far in your life. And let that soak into your soul. And let that soak into your heart. And let that produce an expression. That's thankfulness. Just to admit, I've said thanks to God many more times than what I have fallen at His feet in thanksgiving. And when we are mindful of the favor of God in our life and mindful of what Jesus has done, and we come back and we fall at the feet of Jesus with a heart of thanksgiving, have you said thanks, God? Or have you been so mindful of His favor that you boil over with an expression of gratitude? And as I unpacked that for my own life this week, I said, God, I want to just not say thanks. Because I can make a little kid say thanks, say thanks. You're not going to get this to say thanks, thanks. That's not falling at the feet of someone in thanksgiving. And Colossians says, if you're going to walk with God, if you're going to have the next effect into your life, you need to be thankful. You need to recognize Jesus, the favor that He has given in your life. And you need to fall at His feet in thanksgiving and watch what He'll do and watch what He wants to do in your life. Watch Him bend down and pick you up. Watch Him lift you up and feel the touch of Jesus. Watch Him look into your eyes. Watch Him breathe into you the breath of life. Watch Him confirm your faith. Watch. Why? Because you were thankful and I was thankful. Let me show some things that God has done in your life, in my life. Where's your thankful domino? Are you waiting to God to show up for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing before you're going to do anything? And He says, I want to do a lot in your life, but you got to say thanks. And that's not because I'm holding out until you say thanks or your thankful spirit is real, because that's when you come back and you place your domino in the right spot. You place it so I can cause that domino to move. I can cause that domino to move and do the next dominoes in your life. It says this in John. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. If you're reading from the Message, it says, and the Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. And the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Have you just ever fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked Him for even stepping into your world? The men, just so you know, the men with leprosy did not step into Jesus' world. Jesus stepped into their world. And do you know that Jesus became flesh and stepped into your world? He stepped into your mess. He stepped into your leprosy. He stepped into your addiction. He stepped into your brokenness. He stepped into your divorce. He stepped into your heartache. He stepped into your situation. He stepped into your life. Sometimes you don't even want to be in your life. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has stepped into your life. Just like the men with leprosy who were trapped and being pulled through death's door. We too were trapped by sin's grip and being pulled through death's door. Just like those men we too have seen Jesus come our way. Just like those men, we too have been healed. Have we just fell at the feet of Jesus and said, thank you? Do you realize where you would be if He hadn't stepped into your world? Do you realize where you would be if He had not become flesh and made His dwelling among us? Do we realize where we would be right now if He hadn't have done that? I wonder if He just says, I want you just to place that domino back in the chain because I got so much more for you. Do you realize how I've touched you? Do you realize what I've done? I'm not looking for you to to tamper with my ego. I just want you to place that right in the right spot so that I can make the next one happen, so I can touch you, so I can look at you, and you can look at me, so you can feel my breath on you. Oh, I so want to do that, but you won't come back. You're just like the other nine. If the story is right, 10% of people have a thankful domino that they'll put back in place of Jesus. We're such selfish little brats. He said, I want just to touch you, but you've got the domino. You've got the domino. You've got the domino. Will you place it? Will you place it so that I can make the next one fall in your life? For crying out loud, I stepped into your life originally. Don't you think I'd step into your life now? But it's up to you. You own the domino. What does God want me to do? Just put your domino back in the chain. Just put the domino back in the chain and let me just show you what I can do next in your life. Just let me show you what I can do next in your life. Just put the domino back in the chain. It's your domino. I can't do it. God said, I can't do it. I give it to you. Don't blame me when there's a space in the domino effect. When you're not seeing me touch you, when you're not hearing my voice, when you're not feeling my breath, come back and set the domino there. Is anyone else glad that God stepped into your life? Whew. Push the button, please. Being mindful of that favor to the point where an expression of thanksgiving boils out from within. Let me just throw this one out there. I got a few of these. Just let me throw this one out there. Push the button again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. What does that do for you? The reality is, he says, I'm telling you what, if I've stepped into your world and I've reached you because you could not reach me, and I reached you and I touched you and you're in me, responding to the voice of Jesus and receiving his forgiveness for sin has totally saturated our soul and caused us to be born again. What does it mean to be born again? It means to let Jesus respond to Jesus. Respond to his call in our life. I loved you. And respond to his call and let him make you new. Let him give you new life. Let him cause you to be born again. Have you ever just fell at the feet of Jesus and spent some time saying, thank you for allowing me to be born again? I was such a mess. And you gave me new birth. The old is gone. The new has come. Where is that domino in your life? Where is your thankful domino? Just to the fact that he said, the old is gone. Don't worry about it. I know you were jacked up in the past. I know you were screwed up. I know who you did. I know what you've done. Don't worry. I've dealt with that. Don't worry. Just fall at my feet with your domino of thanksgiving and let me do the next thing that I want to do in your life. All I want to do is touch you. I've given you new life. I've given you be born again. The old is gone. The new has come. That gets me up in the morning. Just put the domino back in the train so that I can do something that I want to do next. I got to ask it one more time. Am I making any sense this morning? Just take your domino and set it in the train and watch what I'll do. Romans says it this way, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ, the law of the Spirit triumphed on the law of sin and death. I tell you, man, it stomped it out. And he said, you will never be condemned for what you've done, because I've taken care of it. We need to fall at the feet of Jesus and just say, thank you, Jesus. And wait till he touches us and picks us up from that position and says, whoa, you and I are going to do business. Watch the next domino fall in your life.
Come on now.
I better get going. Be mindful and preach all day. Don't egg me out. It's like saying you're sick to a mean dog. I'm telling you right now. I had a border collie on the farm. She was all business, I'm telling you. Her name was Tammy, and she was 100% purebred cow dog, fearless of anything. And I tell you what, you went, sss, sss, to her, you better not be a cow, because you were going. When you go do that, you go, sss, sss, to me, you better watch out. Because when I'm mindful that I'm a new creation, when I'm mindful, I don't know what else is going on in my life, but I'm born again. My life might be falling apart, but I'm not going to hell. I'm born again. The old is gone. The new has come. I don't know what else is going on. I'm going to come back to the feet of Jesus, and I'm going to say thank you for that so that you want one? I'll give you one. You want one? Let me read this one to you, Philippians. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take a hold of that for which Christ Jesus took a hold of me. You know what? There's more. There's more. There's more. Aren't you glad there's more? Can we just fall at the feet of Jesus and say, thank you, there's more. There's more, and there's more than what I have right now. There's more for tomorrow. There's more, and there's more, and there's more, and there's more. And Paul said, I haven't even got all that I can get yet, even in this world. But I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to press on to take a hold of that for which Christ took a hold of me. If we ever just fall on our feet in thanksgiving before Jesus, say, thank you that there's more. I'm going to take a hold of the more. I'm glad that I'm not at the end of Jesus. I'm glad I'm not at the end of what you have for me, God. I'm glad I'm not at the end. I want to know more. I want to take more. I want more, God. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. I don't know about the money. I don't know about status. I don't know about anything in this world. I don't know about a bigger house. I don't know about a bigger wallet. I don't know about a better job. I don't know, but God, I want more of you. I'm going to take a hold of that for which you took a hold of me. I want more of you, God. Thank you for giving me even the ability to know I can have more of you. Amen. And when I fall at the feet of Jesus with that, and I feel him touch me, and I feel him stand me up, and I feel him stand me up, it says your faith has done this in life.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? Your faith is powerful. And there's more. And there's more of me to be had. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. But you're responsible for your domino. 9 out of 10, according to that scripture, 9 out of 10 will not come back and experience the next thing Jesus wants to do in their life because they've taken the thankful domino and they've removed it from the chain. For we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do the good works which he has prepared in advance for us to do. When I get to preach these messages, you know, normally I have, just so you know, 900 messages. I know I got to have 5 pages of notes on 14 font with like double space in between. 14 font because I can't read 12. I got to have about 1,000 to 1,200 characters on my page. I've learned some stuff. But then I get to preaching it, and I said, God, I didn't know you were going to have me say that, and I didn't know you were going to have me say that. So all of a sudden, now I've got like 1,000 more characters in my mind than what I have on my page. But did you ever just fall at the feet of Jesus and thank him for having a plan for your life? That maybe you don't know what's going on in life. Maybe you don't know the situation that you're in. Why? God does. God's got a plan. God's got a plan for your life. And he wants to do something in your life that only he can do. And he says, I just need you to come back at my feet. And I just need you to express how thankful you are for that. And watch what I do in the next domino and how it affects your life. Ooh, you got the double nine. Push the button a couple minutes. Push it again. This is one I gotta include this. Because of God, of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions are never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. You know what that means? The last trial that you had in your life didn't kill you. That's the translation of that. I don't know what you've been through, but you're here today. I don't know what you've been through, but cancer, tragedy in your life, grief, but guess what? It didn't take your life, because God's mercies are new every day. Are we just thankful sometimes and say, God, I don't know, but cancer didn't get me this time. I don't know if it'll get me next time, but I'm at the feet of Jesus and it didn't get me this time. And I'm not going to whine about it. I'm going to be thankful about it. It didn't get me this time. This disaster didn't get me this time. This addiction didn't get me this time. I said no today. And now I'm at the feet of Jesus saying, thank you that it didn't kill me before I could come to this point in life. I have been done some pretty wild things in my life, and I have drank a lot of alcohol in my life, and I know that I was well over the lethal limit in my life, and I know that God spared me in those moments, and I know that he had this moment in mind, and I'm so thankful that those days when I was driving, when I shouldn't have been driving, those situations I was in, that alcohol poisoning that should have took my life, did not. I'm falling at the feet of Jesus and say, thank you that that didn't kill me. And today I'm going to stand before you. Today I want to hear your voice. Today I want to feel your breath on me. And I will put my domino of thanksgiving at your feet, Jesus, waiting for you to give it the motion to topple over the next things in my life. That really wants me to say, woo, to the highest level. Bear with me for a couple more. I got to give them to you. How about when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict? How about when the Holy Spirit comes, he will be a counselor? How about when the Holy Spirit comes, he will give you power? Push the button. Have we ever fell at the feet of Jesus and say, thank you for the conviction, the counsel, and the clout you've given me in life? Come on now. It's high time we stop whining and complaining and start thanking God. Because he wants to do the next thing in your life. But you're in control of the domino. You're in control of the domino. I know where you'll place it. You're in control of the domino. You're in control of the domino. You're in control of the domino. God gives you control of the domino. The number one thing you can do, how about it, Scott? You get them one. The number one thing you can do is place your domino back at the feet of Jesus in thanksgiving and let him touch it and let him bring the next thing into your life that he wants to bring. Push the button, please. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive or are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Have you just fell at the feet of Jesus and said, thank you that that's going to happen for certain in my life? The domino effect in our lives. Be mindful of that favor that he has your eternity in his hand. Amen. He's got it. One more. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there will be no more death. And there will be no more addiction. and there'll be no more fighting, and there'll be no more grief, and there'll be no more mourning, and there'll be no more ugliness, and there'll be no more mourning and crying or pain, because the old order has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Have we just fell at the feet of Jesus and say, thank you that that day is in my future? I don't know what my future holds, but I know who holds my future. And he wants you to place the domino, your domino, in the chain so he can cause the next thing to occur in your life. He said, will you just come back? What I've done in your life, will you just come back and just let you place that domino at my feet so I can cause the next motion in your life? That's what I want to do. I just want to cause the next motion in your life. Stand with me today. God, you are such an amazing God. And God, you have done so much in my life already. You did so much in the moment that you called my name and you said, I'm healing you right this very moment. Father, forgive me. Jesus, forgive me for not coming back to your feet on a regular basis and saying, thank you for what you've done in my life. I have a feeling at times, God, I have stopped the chain reaction in my life, the domino effect, because I hold the thanksgiving, I hold the thankful spirit in my pocket, and I just give you the next command that is coming from me. And he says, and I believe you say to me, I just want to do that. I want to touch you. I want to stand you up. I wanted to speak into your ear. Your faith has done this. Your trust in me has got you this far. And your trust in me will help you take the next steps of life. And whatever your future holds, you got to know that I hold your future. You got to know that I've done some things in your life. And if I've done them, I'll do more, and I'll do more, and I'll do more. So press on to take a hold of that for which I've took a hold of you for.
Promise to me now, reassure my heart.
I wonder about that song, and I wonder sometimes if the man who would come back, maybe that was his song. Feels like the first time. Feels like a whole new situation. Because my domino is going to hit the next one, and hit the next one, and hit the next one. And this whole domino effect, this amazing occurrence of what God wants to do in my life is not going to be held up because I'm not thankful. I come back to you, Jesus. And I fall at your feet. And I say, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done in my life. Help us to be thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.